From legendary composers like Stravinsky to edgier names like John Zorn, music will be flowing this week for what's become a cutting-edge event in the music world. The 73rd Ojai Music Festival begins on Thursday. It's going to be a special one for Thomas Morris because it's his last as the festival's artistic director. The festival has always had a big reputation, but for many years it was a more traditional event. Morris had long tenures with the Boston and Cleveland Symphonies and felt his mission in Ojai was to do something different.
Extremely proud of what we've been able to accomplish. You know, the festival has changed. The repertoire is a lot broader than it was when I started. That also, I think, reflects musical genres blurring, and there are so many possibilities. When I was hired, I was really the first person to do it who was not from Southern California. And I really took it very much as a mandate to really expand the footprint of the festival.
This is the music of John Zorn, one of the featured composers. Morris says he's proud that the festival's reputation has grown to the point where many passes are sold each year before the artists and musical selections are announced. People come because they know they'll find something unique.
This immersive, crazy four-day parade of events. People now come to the Ojai Festival because of the idea of the festival and what it represents.
The artistic director says they brought in a number of sidebar events like panels on music, and he says to keep the festival's creativity growing, he's never brought in the same music director twice.
Each successive music director is completely different from the prior one. I'm asked very often after a particular festival if there's something that people really, really love. They will say, well, how are you going to top that? And my answer, which is what I sincerely believe, is I don't even think about trying to top it, and you shouldn't think about topping it. All I can tell you is it'll be different.
This is the music of this year's music director, Barbara Hannigan. Morris talks about this year's festival lineup.
Barbara is a great soprano, great conductor, and a great mentor. And we bring all of that together on the first night with a fully staged production of Stravinsky's opera, The Rake's Progress, that Barbara will conduct. So that starts the festival with a huge bang. The festival closes on Sunday with yet another work of Stravinsky that Barbara will conduct, the Pulcinella Ballet. And as part of that program, a relatively early Haydn Symphony, and an arrangement she's had made for her of selections from George Gershwin's Girl Crazy.
Morris talks about more of the elements of this year's festival.
You can hear her conducting other concerts and singing quite a bit, including an extraordinary work by Rize, French composer, called Quatre Chants. Amazing piece on Saturday night. You can hear her sing the Arnold Schoenberg second string quartet with the Jack Quartet. You can hear her singing a piece for piano and soprano on Saturday night by the American composer John Zorn.
Morris says he's especially proud of the full opera they're staging this year. He says it's been a joy to help the festival grow, but says it's time to give someone else a chance.
There's a certain symmetry in my life, because I was with the Boston Symphony 17 years, I was with the Cleveland Orchestra 17, and I was with Ojai 16, which is also a nice round 50. But it's time for somebody else to take it over, and it's time for me to go on to yet another chapter.
The 2019 Ojai Music Festival opens Thursday and runs through Sunday. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.